Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is our leader, the head coach of the Eagles, 15-3, going to the NFC Championship game, Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
All right, Nick, now I'm very aware you would like a piece of me here, so let me just start by saying, how do you think Jonathan Gannon coached on Saturday night?
You set me up for that, huh? You came right in with that as your first question?
I kind of lob one up there, Nick, to get this going. Go right ahead.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, hey, I know what I said on Saturday, and that's in good fun too. I enjoy coming on this show and talking to you guys. But hey, at the end of the day, too, I'm going to stick up for my brother. Like, I grew up in a tight Italian family. All I know is to stick up for my family members, and that's what I was doing there. And so I actually got some stats here. You ready? Can I roll some off?
Absolutely.
All right, first in sacks. This is in the NFL ranking. First in pressure rate. First in yards per play. First in passing defense. First in yards per pass attempt. First in tackles for loss. First in opponent negative plays. Second in total defense. Third in games allowing 17 or fewer points. Third in opponent passer rating. Third in quarterback hits. Fourth in takeaways. Fourth in interceptions. Seventh in explosive plays allowed, seventh in forced fumbles, eighth in defensive points allowed per game. So that, I just wanted to roll off those 16 important stats right there for you on Jonathan Gannon's defense.
Well, Nick, it sounds like you're really dying to see him get a head coaching job.
he does deserve it. I'll say that. I don't want him to go, but he does deserve it. And sometimes, too, like I want there to be – like when you're kind of getting on Gannon about the completions or something like that. Like my whole thing, and I want you to get on me is what I want you to do too, because my whole thing that I preach here is about winning the double positive. And what does that mean? That means winning the turnover battle while also winning the explosive play battle. And those things go hand in hand. I get it, and it's tough. It's not everybody can do it in the sense of, hey, we want to take the ball away, but we don't want to let the ball over our head. And that's been our organizational philosophy for these past 2 years, is winning that. And so Gannon is influenced by me. So I want some heat. I want some smoke, all right, when you guys are getting on Gannon too, because some of that is, a lot of that is me saying, hey, I don't want to lose the explosive play battle.
Well, here's Nick, needless to say, after you said the things you said, I got a bunch of emails for people trying to give me ammo. And all I want to say, Nick, in this game Saturday night, the defense was a little more aggressive, right? You played up a little more on the receivers. I know you didn't have to blitz because the four main guys were getting through. But wasn't it a more aggressive approach than it had been in previous games?
You know, we were playing similar coverages that we've been. I think that what you saw is just some of the short passing game that the Giants were doing allowed us to be right up on them. And some of those things, you know, you saw that in James Bradbury's pick, the little spot route that they ran right there. So it was a little bit of what they were running on offense allowed us to make it appear that way. And then also, a little bit, because we knew we had such the edge on the perimeter there with Slay and Chauncey and James really leading the way on that.
All right. On the other side of the ball, your other head coaching candidate, Shane Steichen, had a terrific game as well. That first series, this is the second time it happened. It happened at the Meadowlands week 14. First series scripted plays, magic, right down the field. What's the secret here? He really seems to know how to dial it up against the Giants' first series.
Excuse me. Well, you know, the secret is have good players. I know that was taught to me right from the beginning. You want to be a good coach, get good players, and teach them how to do the things. Develop them, get good players and develop them. That's the secret to good coaching. So, you know, Shane did a great job of calling it all the way down the field really for the whole game, but especially on that first series. And then our guys just went out and executed and had the fire, had the eye of the tiger, and they went out and they executed.
Nick, if seeing what happened and how it energized the crowd and it got the ball rolling, if you win the toss Sunday, would you at least consider taking the ball first?
Yeah, of course. That we always think through all those things, and each game's treated a little bit differently. I know it's perceived that that's all we do is defer, but there's times we win the toss or we lose the toss and we don't have a choice at the matter. And so those are games too that nobody really knows what we're doing. So that we're definitely deferring every single time. Every decision's thought through, just like every decision in the game plan's thought through, and every scenario in the game is thought through with great intent. And it's the same thing there.
Tell us about Jalen Hurts, Nick. We were all very concerned about his condition, but he looked exactly like Jalen Hurts did. At winning 14 out of 15, was there any worries before the game that he would be hindered in any way?
He said to us, early in the week, just let's go, do what we got to do to win the game, and that's who Jalen is. He wants to do everything he can do to help his team win the game. He knows how important he is to us winning the football game, and so. We felt confident in the things that we were asking him to do. I know he felt confident in it. We obviously practiced it all week, and he went out and he was in complete control of the game. Played a great game, in a lot of different ways that might be overlooked at times. With getting us in and out of good plays at the line of scrimmage. With checks, just he played a good point guard game. He really did, and there was a lot of things to like that we saw with the touchdown passes and some of the runs, but he played a great floor game and really managed the game well for us while also making big time plays.
Hey Nick, obviously a very run heavy offense as it turned out. Was that the original plan or did that evolve because of the score?
A little bit of both, right? Yeah. You go in, you're thinking you're going to do something, to the game plan based off of what you saw on tape. And we knew that we wanted to be able to establish the run. Now, some of that you get up big, and then that number gets inflated as far as your run pass ratio. Because we watch the games, we put ourselves in every scenario. We've seen some big leads blown this year by some teams. And, we obviously talk through all those things. When do you take the air out? When do you start to run more? There's a lot of things to discuss. And, a little bit of evolved to that way because of the way the game was going. But of course the intent early on was, to establish it and get it going because, we knew that our offensive line, could dominate that game because of who they are as players.
That was, I thought, a huge factor. Kelce and Johnson both, Johnson dealing with an injury, pitch shutouts, no hurries, no sacks, no nothing. How big is that? Nick, isn't that the basis, isn't that the foundation of a winning team?
Oh, it doesn't matter what level you play. It doesn't matter if it's my son's peewee team. It doesn't matter high school, college, junior high, professional football. You win games in the trenches. You win games with your offense and defensive line. And it's and period. I mean, it's you could have the best skill guys in the world, but you know if they you know you could have the best running backs in the world, you could have the best skill guys in the world, which we you know we got really good guys there too. But if the offensive line's not protecting or the offensive line's not paving the way for you know the backs and the quarterback, then how do you get the play started? And so it's always about that. Good question, Angela. It's always about the offense and defense line. It does not matter, you know, NFL, Europe. I don't even think that league exists anymore. USFL. It doesn't matter. It's always about the O-line, D-line.
Nick, last thing. It was fascinating to watch you on the sideline. You got a lot of camera time during the game because it was one-sided. You were very animated, and I'm just wondering, is that your playoff level? Were you feeling it more? Were you more excited than you are in a regular season game? What were you experiencing?
You know, I like to think that I'm kind of like that all the time.
No, it and, just seemed higher even.
It was a little higher. Yeah. Obviously, you know, we feed off each other. You know, I feed off the players' energy. They feed off my energy. And, you know, it's just when you're high-fiving on the sideline after you're making plays, when you're doing stuff like that, like there is nothing better. There is nothing better than celebrating with guys that you're connected to, right? If we were just a group of what were we called early on? We were getting compared to that dream team or what was it early on?
2017.
What did they say, Bob? They were talking to us about being the 2011
team.
Oh,
that was not that great a team, Nick.
Yeah, but if we were just guys that just came together and didn't kind of connect, then maybe it wouldn't be as fun. But you know, we've grown together throughout the year. We've established these relationships, and that means a lot. You know, when you're celebrating on the sideline with that.
Nick, it's a ton of fun. Niners next. You probably checked them out last night, right?
Yeah, we watched it.
Yep. Your tone there. Big challenge, no?
Big challenge. Always going to be at this stage of the game, right?
Well, Nick, good luck. Nothing but success. We're having a hell of a run here. Thanks.
Thanks, Angela.
Nick Sirianni.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.